sure.
Satnam. Wow. Satnam. You want. Hi, Satnam. Who's here? Oh, who's here?
Guru Ravi.
Satnishan. Oh, good. Satnishan, Guru Ravi, and who else?
Sadnakar.
Sadnakar.
Guru Darshan Kar.
Guru Darshan Kar. Welcome, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Guru Atma.
Guru Atma. Hi, dear. We missed you for a little while. Welcome.
I was there.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you weren't with us. Okay. Anybody else?
Sadanam.
Sadanam. Welcome. And who else?
Rahmane.
Who? Rahmane and Tomas. Great. Thanks. Welcome.
Thank you.
And who else?
Harai.
Harai?
Yes.
Hi, dear.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hi, Kamal.
Hi, sweetie. Welcome. Anyone else?
K-Hart.
Oh, hi, K-Hart.
Hi.
Hi. I'm always glad to have K-Hart here. She helps to see for all reasons, including singing at the end. Anybody else?
Okay.
This is Suzanne.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
I'm late on the call. Sorry about that.
Oh, yes. You're late by a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. Okay. Anyone else?
Okay. Shenandoah.
Shenandoah. Wow. Yes. Is that your name? Shenandoah?
Yes.
Oh, how lovely. I used to live
in Virginia. I think I read about you. Isn't it one who pours water or one who... What does it mean?
Well, I guess since a kid I've been told that it means daughter of the stars.
Oh, in Native American language?
And I'm not certain. I know there's a valley, like I think in Virginia, called the Shenandoah Valley.
Uh-huh.
Yep, beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're just going to tune in with a mantra that we use before every Kundalini Yoga class. And it is to tune us into the infinite and to our golden chain of teachers for wisdom and protection. And the words are Om, O-N-G, Namo, Guru Dev, Namo. And after we do that three times and for three more times, we're going to be doing one for protection. Agare Name, Chagagare Name, Sagare Name, Siddhigurudeva Name. By the way, not to confuse you, but I've been listening all the time to Baba Sirichan's mantra, Ad such, Jugad such, Hebe such, Nanakahosi Be such. And that's to move through obstacles. It's just a wonderful recording by Sat Kittankar on her album called Lightness of Being. So Baba Sirichan told me to tell you all, so I thought I would. Okay, so now with all those words, let's just bring our palms together, rub your palms together a little bit, bring up a little heat, and then put them at the heart center. In other words, just a few pounds pressure against the sternum, the mind nerve, spine is straight, begin long, deep breathing. That is through the nose and from the belly. Good. Eyes are closed, focus to the brow point. Let yourself relax. Yes, relax. And inhale to begin. Om Namo Buddhaya. Namo. On deep breath, through the nose, from the belly, make your breath very slow, very deep. And now, as you do this breath, on the exhale, feel as though your exhaling breath is coming out of your heart center. Open. Let it clear. And now send that beautiful heart breath to everybody who's in this class, who's on the phone now, or who will ever listen to this recording. And if you're listening to the recording, send it to us as well. He says to feel the union in this breath. The breath is actually what powers the energy. He calls it the energy of enlightenment. And he says enlightenment comes when we know that we are all one. He says that's it. So he said, let's just unite some right here. This is the essential healing breath. And now he says, please send this out to everyone in the world who could use it. He says, let it bring strength and reconciliation. Of course, we have that situation in Tucson. He says, open your hearts, do this heart breath, to actually step into the moment when people are questioning their hatred and their words of hatred. He says, allow this heart breath, to freely be present for anybody who would like to accept it. This healing energy. He says, please go deeper now. He says, the country is at a very vulnerable. The country is recognizing its vulnerability. let the breath go deeper. And wider. And inhale. And exhale. And now he's being grateful. He's actually bowing his head. Being grateful for all of you taking that opportunity to raise the vibration in this very sacred way, he says. He says, so please keep up that heart breath for the situation within the country. This is Bubba City Chun. And he's gathered everybody. He's kind of like, I see him like a storyteller, you know, and we're all gathered at his feet, and he's like hugging everybody. He says, thank you. He is thanking us and all who will come together in the sacred vibration, because he says, moving into the Aquarian Age, and he said, you will find that people's emotions will rile up. People's emotions will get out of hand. And he says that collective of emotions that go haywire, he says, will create a psychosis. He says that in some regards will become unstoppable. He says, do not get scared. He says, this is the time to rally. This is the time to not ever believe that you are a victim. This is the time to not ever believe that you are, he calls it under the barrel. Yeah, he says under the barrel of the gun. He says, this is not the time to wimp out. No, he says, you all are very strong. You are very, very strong beings of light. He says, do you remember our first teletalk? He says, when we saw the council table of the elders, in other words, all the gurus and all the saints, and you each realized that you were at that table, and that it was your place to be at that table. He said, it's only our habit and our misperception that makes us think that we are not welcome, that we have to sit at the children's table, and so on. He says, now I want you to understand, I want you to move into your seat at that table with the spiritual elders, he's calling them. He says, with the Native American elders, with the elders of the earth, those of confidence, those of quality, those who apprehend the goodness, what we would call the goodness, the quality, the openness of the world, and move the unreconciled parts into healing. He says he will never talk about it as evil. He will always talk about it as unreconciled parts. He says, this is the time when you move into the advantage of being and recognizing yourself as of the Holy of Holies. He says, anything less than that, he says, is actually a lie. He says, it takes tremendous humility to recognize yourself as that. So he says, allow yourself to drop being scared. Allow yourself to drop your concept of being small. He says, in fact, my sweet ones, you are the promise of the universe. You are the promise. You are the promise that you are keeping. He says, you all have determined to to be here in this time of switchover, in this time of elevation, this time of growth, of countless blessings. He says, this is why you came. You may think, oh, it's just an accident of history that I showed up now. He says, no. There is no one on the planet here who did not accept being here at this time. For whatever their soul's reason was, there is no one who came who did not accept it. The question is, will we accept it in consciousness? Will we accept it with full consciousness, understanding our roles to play? He said, in what you have done this morning, he says, spreading the heart breath, allowing it to move out and to fill the unreconciled parts, the gaps, the confusion, the worries, any hidden hysterias, worries, fears. He says, that, my sweet ones, is who you are. That is your preciousness. That is your openness. That is your purity. He says, recognize it and please consciously step into that. He's asking you to picture that now. Step into that incredible, unlimited consciousness of light, of who you truly are. Allowing in your full humility, to shed your fears and to shed your feelings of smallness or of unworthiness. Please shed them now. Please shed them now. And as you shed them, this is your purification. This is, you know, there were purification rites before one comes into the circle of the holy. He says, this is your cleansing right now. Please do heart breath, which is what we just did. Long, deep breath. And then the exhale. Feel as though the exhale is coming out of your heart. Please allow yourself to cleanse any feelings of smallness. He says, now, on the other hand, when you let go of smallness, it doesn't mean that you are bounced into, I am greater than thou, I am so huge. He says, no. He says, those are polarities. He's asking you to move deeper and deeper beyond, he calls it the capture zone of polarities. Moving deeper beyond the capture zone of polarities into the truth. The truth. We sometimes call it the soul space. It is a sublime space. It is a place of neutrality. It is the total present. And in that place, he calls it a place, but is, of course, beyond time and space. In that space, in that zero point, this is your access. Your access to the totality. To the energy. To the energy that opens. That opens to the infinity. Please excuse me, I'm going to interrupt for a minute. We've got an echo. So if you could press *6, that will mute your phones. And then when it's time to talk, press *6 again so that we can hear you. Okay, thank you very much. Oh, good, the echo's gone. Okay, now please staying in that place of total neutrality. That's accessed through the recognition of the total self, the union with the total self. Breathe. Long, deep breath, heart breath, and abide in that place. abide in that place. Move fully into the recognition, the experience of this space. This is the experience of the true you, and the true you that is not limited to an encapsulated version of you. Your real identity is that of expansion into infinity. That is your real identity. It cannot be made small. It cannot be made heartless. He says what you recognize as you is actually a projection of your true self, which is flowing, which is unstoppable, which is pure presence, pure being, pure knowing. The sheer quality of what you would call goodness. The sheer quality of what you would call goodness. He says, and yes, in every difficulty, there is also, on the other side of the coin, he calls it, making up a whole pure coin, is the quality of goodness. Understand that every difficulty calls for reconciliation. It calls for flipping the coin over to find the transformative aspects, to find the place to put the pieces back together. He said, and the pieces that come back together, he said, fly on the wings of this energy. He says, so when you find something, either in your life or in others' life, he says, return to this heart breath. That is the access to this energy. He says, there are so many ways you can access it, certainly through every bit of Kundalini yoga and meditation. And you have all had that experience. Know the blessing of it. He says, and then we can have a lot of fun. We can sing and dance with pure pleasure. We will not be faking it at that time. We will be making it at that time. He says, and you know what I mean. Keep your mind alert to identify what you call yourself as the projection of the infinite, of that space, of that quality that you approach with absolute humility, absolute kindness. And as you see, it is absolute greatness. He says, you might think it's a conundrum. He says, but, he says, there are no opposites, no polarities left here. He says, it's just, he says, an idea of being on Earth to think that it's polarities. He says, when you're absolutely humble to your great source, when you're absolutely humble to your great source, that is when your greatness, your infinite greatness, when you can express, feel, experience that absolute greatness that is projecting as you. He says, I would like you to think on this. I would like you to consider this your work. I would like you to mull this over and piece by piece give in to the humility that is available to you. Give in to the consciousness. He says, this is the glory. He says, you may think that glory has to do with marching bands and confetti. He says, well, that's fun. He says, but this magnificence, this purity, this residing in what would be called the sacred holiness, that is the glory. He says, that's where the pure light shines. That is where your pure recognition occurs. He says, don't you love it? He says, just wiggle in the love of it all. Don't you just love it? He says, and it starts by loving yourself. He says, that means loving the very essence of you and the totality of you. He says, I know some of you have, guilt and shame and hurt and voices that say you're not up to this and that. He says, love those voices. What those voices are looking for is love. And where is that love going to come from? Nothing can satisfy those voices but listening. Listening, feeling, experiencing from this source. The source of who you are. He says, now just please allow yourself to feel that precious, precious love. Precious, unlimited love that has absolutely no judgment. Let that love come in and fill you up. Put all the pieces back together. Reconcile all the pieces. Please do that now. Use your breath. Use your breath. Feel the presence. Feel the presence. And allow all the pieces. Allow the pieces to let go of the illusion that they're separate. No, you are just one marvelous working organism. An expression on this earth from the pure source. That's it. Now breathe. And know who you really are. Kissing all those little foibles so that they can relax and be happy. He says, what a purity you have about you. What a light. What an extraordinary light you have about you. And what an effect it has in your whole earth culture as you allow it. So remember, this humility to move into your pure consciousness is allows the light to move through what we call the web of light and to allow the earth and all its inhabitants to pick up on that yummy, delicious energy of light so that the parts can be reconciled, so that the light can move through, can move freely through that web. So the parts can act. It appears as though the parts are disparate, are separated. They're not. When you let go of the blockages, the misperceptions, he says, you have no clue. He says, well, of course you have some clue. He says, but if you could ever see how extraordinary your consciousness is, you would be so awed. You would be speechless, he says, with your humility, with your devotion. Allow yourself to be that extraordinary brightness. All you have to do is relax. Imagine. Relax and love. Oh, my gosh. Breathe. Know who you are. Know who you are. And allow your light to move, 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 bright, 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 through you, uniting you, and being available to the whole web. He says, in time, you will understand that you are the whole web, that all the beings, all the elder, the beings, sacred beings, were all the same light. You will realize that. He says, We're just doing one piece at a time. Be who you are. Be humble enough to accept it. And inhale. And exhale. And breathe. He says, and carry this on. Carry this on. Okay. Now, as you know, he always likes for you to share your experiences or your questions or whatever you have to say. He loves that. So now, we would love to have some volunteers to share. And remember, if you have muted yourself, please unmute yourself by pressing star 6. Okay, who would like to share? What light being would like to share?
Dear Gian?
Yes, dear. Rahmani.
Yes. I am very grateful for this opportunity to look at the fear that I have about the ego taking the greatness personally. And because I've lived in mostly a world where the sense of greatness has justified certain people taking more than their share of the world's resources and devastating the balance. I guess I'm just asking for some more insight on how to relax into knowing that my authentic self can recognize when it's the ego grabbing onto the greatness. But I'm the main thing coming up for me is the sense of fear of the ego getting pumped up, and I don't think I need that.
I think you're right. I don't think any of us need that. Okay. And so this also happens with people who have been on a spiritual path who, one is greatness. These are tripping. These are ways that the ego has of tripping up on the path. Okay. Some are greatness. Some are feeling that they are the only ones, the chosen ones only, a fear of success, because, my God, that would mean my ego is taking over. It would mean fear of having money or wealth, because, my God, that's in the ego. And there have been spiritual teachers who have seemingly preached against wealth. So all of these seem like traps, and they can be. If the ego uses them to show how powerful and wonderful and how it has the, it is only entitled and no one else is. It is above. As soon as one feels that one is above, that one is more worthy, that one is more extraordinary than another, you know the ego's in charge, okay? But when you go into the depth of the experience, into the neutrality, into this open place of expansion, you have switched from the space of the ego taking charge. By the way, we're not trying to get rid of the ego. We are simply switching spaces so that ego can serve. Ego can serve the space of the soul. You understand?
Yeah.
So what we're looking for is to live in that free-flowing, open space of the soul, or the expansion, or whatever. And you can feel the difference, okay? So that if at any time one feels that they are more deserving, if one feels, you know that puffiness that you get in your chest? You know, when you think, oh, I'm great, I am better than. You know that feeling?
Okay.
Well, maybe you don't, but I do. You know that is a, he's going in a battle cry. As soon as you feel that puffiness, you say,
whoa.
And you use your breath, you use your humility to move into this space of soul that does not identify itself as me, but it identifies itself as the totality, as the we, as the as kindness, as love, as serving. Okay? Soul can, I mean, everyday self can try to do that, but it will not be successful on its own. It must come, it's a partnership. It's a partnership between this place of soul, which is it's a very interesting situation because it feels on one side that it is nothing. You feel the total space of nothing. And on the other side, you know, it's our own perception that it's also the experience of nothing in perfect harmony with the experience of all. To us, with our polarities, we think they're different. But when you are in that space, it's a fullness of all of that together. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for that question. But it takes humility and relaxing and to go to that space. Okay, anybody else?
Is it again?
Yes.
Oh, good. This is Sadhana.
Hi, dear.
Hi, dear. I want to know about... sometimes during meditation or like in this session, I just get so incredibly tired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it's just like ready, my head was ready to nod. I was about ready to go right into dreamland.
Into snoring Kriya? That's what I call it. He says,
I was like, I don't want to miss this. I thought, oh, my head.
That's okay. He says you're going to a much deeper, deeper state of consciousness that is deeper than one that can be held by the waking consciousness. Do you understand?
Yes, good, yes.
Okay, so don't worry about it. He says enjoy it. If you start snoring, don't worry. Because I'll take care of it.
Okay. You don't need to snore. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody else?
City Gyan?
Yes.
Hi, this is Guru Ravi.
Yes, dear.
And,
hi.
Hi. This was just so... timely and interesting. On Sundays, I spend the day connected to Baba Siddhi Chand and Yogi G.
Oh, wonderful.
With the little class that they've guided me to set on my calendar. And this Sunday, I was guided to listen to YouTube videos, which I thought was kind of strange, but I did it anyhow. And
good
it was
for you.
All on the different different conspiracies, the oil spill, the HAARP,
the
depopulation
what?
Program,
mm-hmm.
You know, things that are just so huge in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
as I was watching them, I was guided to just stay in this space and to send heart breath and... And then halfway through listening and watching, then I was told to go back to the recorded calls. And I went to the one where we sat at the table of Council of Beings. So when I heard him say that today, I'm like, this is just so perfect. So I was just guided to keep letting go of that fear and
mm-hmm.
feeling like, but I feel so small, like even knowing this and sending heart breath didn't feel like enough on Sunday, and now it feels like enough. Feels like
fabulous.
Yes, this is what we're doing.
Oh, good. I'm so happy. He says, that switch in your mind, he says, that switch in your mind is huge, huge. Your intention, your opening up of your consciousness makes all the difference. He says, this is very good. And he says, don't we have a good time in our classes?
Oh, the most wonderful time, yes.
Good. He says, I love it. I love to be there and tickle your toes and tickle your tummy, he says. God bless you, dear. That's great.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah. And I just want to make one other point. He says, yes, he says, we are making this point, that as you listen, he says, he says, this is very important for you all to understand. He says, you are not alone. He says, you are not coming up with weird stuff off the ends of the earth. He says, do you see what he's just talked about is the pattern that is being set up from a higher visage or a higher viewpoint? He says, do you see this? And when you interact with us, you consciously carry out a very synchronized organization and a very synchronized plan. Do you see this? He says, that's the reason it's so important. It's so important to listen and to maintain that guidance. He says, and then we'll have a lot of fun. He says, isn't that what we're here for? Have a lot of fun? He says, so he's saying, please stay tuned in. Okay, thank you, dear.
Thank
and
you.
Yeah, and we have time for just one more. One more.
Dear Jan, this is Gurdarshankar.
Yes, dear. Hi.
I usually don't come into the calls because I'm usually working.
Yes, now where are you living?
I'm in Charlotte, and we've been snowed in for 3 days now.
Oh, good.
So I was just going to listen again on the recording, and I felt really strongly this morning all of a sudden that I needed to be part of the live call today. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm with you whether I'm actually on the phone or not. I really appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate feeling tuned in to this group. It really is special.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, dear. So in the beginning, when we're doing heart breath with everybody on the recording, here's a voice of somebody's on the recording. Isn't that fun?
And I give it back to you, too.
Thank you, dear. Okay. God bless you all. Was there someone else? Did I hear someone else speaking up?
This is Gurama.
Yes, dear. Hi.
In my meditation yesterday, I kind of scanned over the congresswoman who was shot.
Yes.
And I asked her, you know, why didn't you die right away?
Oh.
Because that's quite a, you know, if you take a bullet to the head, it's deadly,
huge.
You know.
Yeah.
And she said that this is the year to have hope beyond all hope. So just the fact that she could not die immediately could give people hope. And then I got an image of the guy with the radio voice. And he just, you know, he gave like a high five.
Oh.
Right, the golden,
golden
high five. Because, you know, beyond all hope, there he is, like, getting a second chance. So
everybody has probably seen it on the news. This is this homeless guy who has an amazing, anyway, he's been discovered and offered tremendous opportunities, seemingly out of nowhere. But he's been through a rough life. So, how wonderful to hear that. And so, we are entering into that, how can I say, that upliftment, that knowledge, that pure, deep knowledge, that what Bomasuri Chan called reconciliation, pulling all the parts back together again.
Thank you, dear. Okay. I've enjoyed this. Oh. You know when, like a little child or a puppy gets very happy and warm, you know how they kind of shake all over? That's what Baba Siddhi Chand is doing right now. Okay. So now we're going into our closing song and sing it very beautifully for every being on this planet. Okay. So, Kehar, would you lead us?
Okay. Everybody, inhale.
May the long time sun shine upon you. All around you, and the pure light within you, guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on.
And bow to that beauty, that consciousness, that glory, with your own humility, and feel the love, accept the love in pure humility. God bless you all. Sat Nam, talk to you soon.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam, Arkamo. Sat Nam.